Well, I have Michelle Blakely with me. Michelle, this is a momentous morning. Look at that as we look across here. The walls of the home's going up.
I know, it's quite emotional actually. It's been a long time coming, but it's actually happening. So the first wall is now just being dropped into place.
Tell us what is going to finish up on the side. It's going to be 18 homes.
Yes, there'll be 18 homes for older women who are homeless. St Patrick's will be the manager of the property and the tenants, and they will be offering the homes to people who they are aware are homeless on a needs basis. So any women that they feel most in need of a home will be offered the property.
It's quite exciting. There's a banging and crashing going on as the workmen do all of this work, but tell our listeners a little bit about who's contributed to what's happened here.
Right, so we're using a prefabricated structural panel system, which is the walls, the floor and the roof cassettes, and each house will have eight panels, basically four walls, two roof panels, two floor panels. Offsite construction in Kewdale have prefabricated the walls, the roof and the floor. They come to site already with insulation, waterproof and airtight membranes, and the cladding on the outside and the window openings already cut out.
And then Highbury Homes come into action.
And then Highbury Homes come in as the builder. The each house, the panels will all be erected within 3-4 hours, and that means that Highbury can then come in straight away and they will put on the metal sheeting for the roof, and that effectively means that windows can come in and then it is at lock-up, and then the plumbers, electricians, the plasterers and those sorts of people can come in and do the finishing off. So it's a very, very cost-efficient and time-efficient way of constructing.
We have to thank WA Government Railways or some such entity for the land, do we?
PTA. So the land is owned by the Public Transport Authority and we have it on a peppercorn lease. And we've signed a standard ground lease agreement with them. And so, they're our landlords, basically.
It's a brilliant location, isn't it? Because people probably heard the railway going, the train going past. We're near the North Fremantle Railway Station. There's a bike path. There's buses just down on Queen Victoria Street, Stirling Highway. It's now, tell our listeners quickly about your organisation and what the future holds.
So my home was established because we were looking around and couldn't see much in the way of housing being provided for people who are homeless. And we know very well that you need a combination of services and housing to help people out of homelessness and to ensure that they stay out of homelessness. So we are basically building homes. We go to the government or local government, state government or the church to get land at a peppercorn lease, and then we go to the private sector, large corporations, to fund the construction, and then once we manage the project, and then once it's completed, we hand it over to a community housing provider, which in the case of the Congdon Street side is St Patrick's.
It's just amazing, and congratulations again. Can we expect to see these popping up relatively soon in other parts of Perth, if not elsewhere?
Absolutely. So we've got quite a few pieces of land that we're developing. We've got a Berwick Street East Vic Park site that will be coming on. We already have planning approval, will be coming onto construction fairly soon. Another site in Dianella, sites in Geraldton, and on it goes. So yes, we don't see it ever ending.
Well, as I say, congratulations once again.
Thank you.